3. Phys Ed.
Today, let's move on to the final stroke that I want you to practice, the butterfly. I hope you've all been working on freestyle, breaststroke, and backstroke in your scheduled pool time. On your physical exams, you'll have to show us that you can do them all with proficiency, so don't neglect any one of them. Okay, now we come to the notorious butterfly. In my opinion, the difficulty of the butterfly has been blown all out of proportion. We just don't grow up doing it, and that's because it's a racing stroke. All right, I've been observing all of you during swimming practice, and well, it's clear to me that your arm movement is inefficient. Today, let's review arm movement in the butterfly stroke. Let's deconstruct it and look at its internal organization. Mastering the arms in the butterfly is all about economy and efficiency of movement. The butterfly's stroke arm movement has three major parts: the pull, the push, and the recovery. During the pull, the hands sink a little bit down with the palms facing outwards and slightly down at shoulder width. This is called catching the water. The pull movement follows a semicircle with the elbow higher than the hand and the hand pointing towards the center of the body and downward. The semicircle ends in front of the chest at the beginning of the rib cage. That constitutes the pull. Any questions about that? Sure, go ahead.
I get it basically, but I have a problem. My arms get tired really fast.
And I'll tell you why, Greg. I was watching you this morning, and it's because your palms are too close together at the start of the pull.
Oh, I see. But I thought a wide entry was a bad thing.
Oh, it certainly is. The arms enter the water at shoulder width with the thumbs first. A wider entry loses movement in the next pull phase, and a smaller entry, where the hands touch, wastes energy. You need to find a happy medium. Got it?
Yes, thanks.
Next, the push. The swimmer pushes the palm backward through the water. The palm is underneath the body at the beginning of the push and at the side of the body at the end. The movement speeds up throughout the pull-push phase. Many swimmers make the mistake of thinking of the beginning of the pull as the focus. This leads them to neglect the push. In fact, that push should be fast and strong if you're going to make a good recovery. It's the only way to be truly efficient, looking at the arm movement as a whole repeated process. Yes, another question.
Is it the same as you said with freestyle? You said we should keep applying pressure until our hand leaves the water in freestyle.
It's not exactly the same. For the butterfly, you need to make sure you actually increase the speed throughout the pull-push phase. In freestyle, it's a uniform speed. We're running out of time here, so if anybody else has questions, I'll deal with them by the pool when I see you. But we need to talk about one point regarding recovery. As I said a few minutes ago, the speed at the end of the push is used to help with the recovery. Try not to use too much muscle during the recovery. The recovery swings the arms sideways across the water surface to the front, with the elbows slightly higher than the hands and shoulders. The arms have to be swung forward fast in order not to enter the water too early. If your arms enter the water too early, you lose a lot of momentum, forcing yourself to work a lot harder. A good rule of thumb is this: fly, don't jump. Get used to going in and out using a fluid motion. Don't jump in and out because that slows you down too much and tires you too quickly. Try to just skim the water. When you get used to it, it'll feel like you're just flying on top of the water. Pull, push, recovery, repeat. Okay, that's all for now.
Number 1. How does the coach explain the arm movements of the butterfly stroke? Choose 2 answers. Number 2. According to the professor, what shape should the arms follow during the pull? Number 3. Listen to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
Okay. Now we come to the notorious butterfly. In my opinion, the difficulty of the butterfly has been blown all out of proportion. We just don't grow up doing it, and that's because it's a racing stroke.
What is the instructor's opinion of the butterfly stroke? Number 4. Match each motion with the correct phase. Number 5. What will the students probably do next? Number 6. The coach explains how to do arm movements for a certain stroke. Summarize the process by putting the steps in order.